2024 will mark the 100th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Japan and Turkey, two countries that are physically distant, being on opposite sides of Asia, but have enjoyed a close relationship. SPF, as part of its projects focusing on countries in the Middle East, has sought to deepen these ties, building networks to connect the people of Turkey and Japan. Earlier in July this year, the Foundation's Asia and Middle East program welcomed a delegation of young diplomats from Turkey to experience Japan firsthand, including visits to Tokyo, Kyoto, and Hiroshima. Our guest today, Dilara Tutunduoğlu, Second Secretary at the Turkish Embassy in Tokyo, was one of the members of this delegation. In our conversation, we talked about how this visit will inform her work as a diplomat on the ground in Japan, as well as her thoughts about the future of Japan-Turkey relations from her perspective as someone at the beginning of their diplomatic career. To begin our conversation, why did you decide to become a diplomat?
Me becoming a diplomat was a surprise even for me. Because before entering the ministry, I was actually working as a project manager in International Organization of Migration, or with the new name UN Migration Agency. When I completed my master's degree, I studied environment and development, actually. My field of study wasn't migration at all. But since it was covering the development, it at some point also included the migration related issues as well. So after my program, it was 2015, the Syrian refugee crisis was the hot topic. And the UN institutions and various international organizations were seeking new personnel who is working in livelihoods, development, and so forth. Which is why I thought that could be an interesting point to start. I was working there for about 3 years, and at some point I thought I would like to serve my country. So around 2018, I took the exam of the ministry and luckily passed. In the ministry also, my initial department was migration and asylum. I'm very lucky that I had a chance to utilize the knowledge that I have obtained from the UN system and apply it to our ministry and for the good of my country.
Take us from there to now in Tokyo. How did you end up in Japan?
I'm currently working in the embassy of Turkey in Tokyo as a second secretary. I'm basically following the economical and political affairs in the embassy. I'm also involved in the environmental issues as well as disaster management. I have been in Japan for a little bit more than 2 years. Before that, I was assigned in Ghana, Africa, for a temporary position and came here directly afterwards as my second post. I was expecting to stay in Accra, not temporarily, but for at least 2 years. But afterwards, we had a sudden posting from the ministry, and I saw Embassy of Tokyo. Actually, it was like a dream come true, because if I had the choice, Tokyo would definitely my first option. As I'm in charge of the economic and political matters, I'm very much involved with METI, Minister of Economy, as well as Minister of Foreign Affairs. But I also have been engaging a lot with private sector institutions. Although in Japan there are not many Turkish companies, in Turkey there are more than 250 Japanese companies. So it is very important for us to keep the communication.
Are there any specific projects that you're working on?
Yes, we are currently working on to conclude an economical partnership agreement with Japan. EPA. Actually, we had started negotiations long time ago, but I believe due to certain developments throughout this period, the negotiations have been slow a little bit, but now it is sort of revived and we are working to conclude it. I'm also working to conclude the social security agreement between Japan and Turkey. These are the macro level projects that we are working on, but at the same time we have lots of cultural activities, cultural projects that we are working on.
In your position as a diplomat at the beginning of your career, and you're also working on the ground in Japan and experiencing these cultural interactions mm-hmm. on a day-to-day basis, with that in mind, what do you envision for the future of Japan-Turkey relations? How would you sketch out a future for those relations?
Well, we see a very fastly improving economic relations with Japan. And I believe, especially due to the recent developments happening in our regions, both concerning the political developments, the security issues, this economic relations will improve. And that's precisely why we are trying our best to be prepared when this time comes. I believe in the next 5 years, we will establish a more solid economic partnership with Japan. Our technological projects coming together, as Japan has already given us the green light about their willingness to share their experience and knowledge in the field of technology, including the construction, in the field of disaster management technology. So we have to take this opportunity to strive further, not only from a diplomatic perspective, but from a person who is temporarily living in Japan. I can see that Japan has been trying to increase its friends and allies recently. Turkey's position in the epicenter of Europe and Middle East puts us in a unique position. So Japan does have a considerable benefit in increasing and strengthening its bonds. We believe the same. We have a recently introduced policy called the Asia ENU. It has some similarities with Japan's free and open Indo-Pacific policy. So we are trying to find common grounds to further strengthen our collaboration in the field of human rights, free and open trade, democracy, and the safety of the passageways of the maritime and ocean. I see that that's one of the priorities in the near future, and I definitely see a potential solid collaboration in these fields.
Could you talk a bit more about that, kind of how would that play out? So the idea of these kind of visions coming together, what does that mean mm-hmm. in real terms or more concrete terms?
Sure. Our Asian EU policy is basically aiming to improve our relations not only within the region, but aims to cover the whole Asia Pacific in various fields. And it also covers the basic values like protection of human rights, international law, upholding international law, protection of the maritime passageways. And Japan's FOIP is also considering these basic elements. So we are thinking that with utilizing these basic humanitarian values and the goals, visions in the regions, we can align and enhance our collaboration to basically create a sort of synergy, not in only in our regions, but throughout the world, basically. For example, if we are talking about, let's say, establishing the safe maritime pathways, if we agree on the specific principles, we can both use that in our official and public communications to reach our targeted populations, so that it will be pretty clear that Japan and Turkey is collaborating to share a common point of view for the good of international community. And I think the influence of it would be much more different than how you do it as an individual country. And I believe that's precisely what Japan is doing. It is introducing the FOIP policy in order to gather the allies so that the common points, the common areas will reveal itself and generate an international effect.
We've talked about these areas where interests are overlapping. Mm-hmm. I wonder if there are any areas you see for improvement or mm-hmm. challenges mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. exist that will be coming up in the future as well.
Sure. First of all, the priorities at the micro level is a bit different. In Japan's neighborhood, there are specific challenges, right? Concerning their maritime issues particularly, whereas in Turkey, we have some other concerns. Although, in principle, the problem looks the same, the specifics differ. Actually, how our AJANEV and FOIP policies play out could differ. I think one of the main challenges would be to depict them in practice, especially considering the geographical position of our countries. Japan is an island country, so its policy is conducted around this principle, whereas in Turkey, it is quite different. I mean, we are at the epicenter of lots of different geographies, and our maritime passageways are also quite complicated as they are merging the Black Sea and Mediterranean, connecting them with Asia. I think it will take some time for us to discover the common areas that we will work together, but the basic principles will certainly help during this process. I think the most important way to overcome this would be periodical, regular consultations. For example, last year we have initiated the first maritime consultations between Japan and Turkey. And from that, we have discovered lots of points that we didn't know about each other previously. And we had a chance to fix that. And it will play a very important role in terms of aligning our stances and policies in the near future. So if we are aiming to find the common grounds between these two main policies, we have to always inform each other and keep in dialogue as to how we are improving, how we are taking the next steps, and so forth. And as long as we do that, if there are inconsistencies, we will immediately figure it out and find a way through.
I'd like to turn our conversation a little bit to a recent experience that you had with the Saskala Peace Foundation. So you were recently part of a delegation of young diplomats from Turkey who came to Japan and did a variety of visits arranged by SPF's Asia and Middle East program. Could you tell us a little bit about what exactly you did on that visit?
I think the best way and the shortest way to describe is that it's a thorough, very thorough program, because it includes almost every aspect that a diplomat can experience in this short amount of time. You have a chance to engage with the public officers in Japan, to engage with private institutions who are collaborating with Turkey, such as Mitsubishi. You have the chance to experience the culture. You have the chance to talk to the actual Japanese people, understand their perspectives, their sensitivities, their visions towards Turkey, and so forth. Even for myself, although I have been in here for a bit more than 2 years, I had a chance to experience things that I didn't know before, because once you are in a meeting, in an official meeting, you are bound to talk about certain specific topics, right? But in these kind of cultural program, you see a different side of Japanese people. The information that they share with you is different from the official meetings. In terms of what did we do? The Tokyo part of the visit was quite official. We had official meetings to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, to JICA, and JICA is very important institutions for institution Turkey, particularly due to our cooperation in disaster management, so we highly appreciate that, as well as the lectures given to us in Turkey-Japan relations, Japan's fertility issues, aging population, and the disaster management policy. So it was all very informative. But the Kyoto and Hiroshima was more of the cultural side. We also had the chance to experience a traditional tea ceremony. And I'm embarrassed to say that, but since coming to Japan, I didn't get the chance to experience tea ceremony before. So it was a new experience for me as well. In Hiroshima, we had the chance to engage with civil society organizations as well. There is an institution called the Peace Culture Village. And we had a chance to communicate with them as well. And we have talked about the potential collaboration opportunities.
Reflecting on this experience, what do you think is the significance of these kind of exchanges? And how do you see them contributing to Japan-Turkey relations as a whole?
We actually managed to establish a solid foundation for our academic cooperation and have the opportunity to expand it. And for the other institutions, it gave me lots of ideas to how to move from now on. In every institution we visited, I asked them about their vision of potential cooperation opportunities. And they have provided us with some solid answers, such as infrastructure, experience and knowledge exchange, potential Zoom and official meetings. So we have an idea about how to improve our relations with the institutions we have been already in communication. We can start, for example, academic meetings between the Turkish students living in Tokyo and the students in Hiroshima, because we have lots of students working in the field of international relations in Tokyo or in Japan in general. And Hiroshima, I believe, is one of the best places to talk about the peace studies. So I think it really helped us a lot in terms of understanding where we are, how the other party is comprehending us, and how to go from there.
For those diplomats from Turkey, I'm sure, yes, who came to Japan potentially for the first time, it must have been a very eye-opening experience as well.
Exactly. I mean, from the feedback I have received from other colleagues, because some of my colleagues are going to the places in the region. For example, one of the colleagues is going to be assigned in Laos very soon. So during our conversations with the counterparts, they were also asking about Japan's plans and potential projects with Laos, and sort of trying to establish a relationship between Turkey, Laos, and Japan. And one of the colleagues is currently working in the Department of Asia Pacific in Turkey. So she's basically in the headquarters, so she can see the big picture actually, more than I do. So thanks to this training program, I have heard from her myself that she can better understand where Japan stands in terms of among the other countries in the Asia Pacific.
And I wonder if you could think of any additional projects potentially, or any additional programs that you would like to see implemented to kind of support these relations.
Our relationship with Japan is very inclusive. I mean, from tourism to education, from technology to defense industry, it is improving a lot in this last 5 years especially. We are especially interested in the new projects in the field of technology. Now we are in the process of opening up a Turkey-Japan Science and Technology University in Turkey. Hopefully the soft opening will be completed soon. Once it is in operation, we want to start the academic exchange programs as soon as possible. We want to invite scholars from Japan and make sure that they collaborate with our Turkish academics to share their knowledge and expertise. So it is one of the priorities in the near future. And I think in this regard, Sasakawa Peace Foundation's involvement could also be helpful, as it is one of the expertise of SPF as well, I believe.
That was our conversation with Dilara Tutuncuoğlu, Second Secretary at the Turkish Embassy in Tokyo. New episodes of SPF Worldviews are coming soon, so don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.